This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AbsFam. Authentic shirts for authentic fans. Check them out at AbsFam.com. ABSFAM.com. To quote the Grateful Dead, what a long, strange trip it's been. It seems like just yesterday, all of the analysts, all of the experts had the Avs finishing somewhere near last, somewhere near and get a really good pick in the next round's draft. And at the same time, the Avs homers and the Avs faithful like me are thinking, no, we might be able to win the cup this year. But if we're being honest and we wipe that blind hope from our eyes, I think we all know that it's neither. The Avs are in a spot to make the playoffs right now, which is more than most people thought they could do anyways. And at the same time, everybody's very disappointed in their lack of consistency and exactly what they took to Winnipeg. So consistent is the inconsistency from the Colorado Avalanche right now that you almost think that a huge win over Anaheim certainly sets us up to fail heavily in the next game. And just like the catchy chorus of a song you know all too well, the Avs let it go in the third period. By the time that this podcast is over, you're going to know everything you need to know about the last game, the upcoming game, and everything in between.
Yeah, you shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to dutchie. On the ice, the dutchie touch. Hashtag volley volley. The crazy saves this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in. Colorado hockey for the win. Tune in to the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived. ColoradoHockey.com.
If you were to say to me that the Colorado Avalanche are Superman, I would say to you that the Winnipeg Jets are their kryptonite. So fragile are we in their presence, it seems like we lose every single game against them. And guess what? This time it was going to be different. We were ahead 2-0, looking around at what had been a really good second period, but then it happened. With exactly 4 minutes left in the second period, Cody McLeod makes a lazy play and takes a penalty by tripping a player that he didn't even get a hand on. He could have at least inflicted some damage or put a little hurt on this guy, but no, he was lazy, he stuck his stick out, the guy went over it, and we get a penalty. Cody McLeod skates off the ice in disappointment, either of his play or the play of the refs. Both were kind of horrible. But not to worry, the Avs have been really good. They've been killing a lot of penalties lately, but this is the Jets, and things happen against the Jets that don't happen any other time. Like, what'd you say? Well, Winnipeg hadn't won a game all season long when trailing after two periods. Guess what? No, really, take a guess. Yeah, they scored 2 more goals in the third period to come back and beat the Colorado Avalanche, a team that is 35-31-4, lost to the team that is 28-35-5, and out of the playoffs. This happens to be a very big dent in our playoff hopes as well. And as Patrick Waugh likes to say, every game is an important game, which brings us to our brand new little feature called That's What He Said. So here's how it works. I will quote a quote from a player or a coach, and then I'll give you a couple seconds to think about it and see if you can guess who said it. If you get it right, you get a free hit of dopamine from your reward center for getting it right. Okay, here we go. When asked how concussion protocols have changed throughout the years, this person said, "It used to be up to the player to tell the team whether or not he could play, but now it's up to the team to let the player know if he can play, and it's their decision." Quick, who said it? If you said Patrick Waugh, you are correct. It turns out he cracked his head while skating with his kids before a game in Montreal, yet he still played. Today, it just wouldn't work that way. Okay, here's another. When asked about the team's performance against the Winnipeg Jets, this man said, "I don't think they won that game. I think we gave it to them." 5 seconds on the clock starting now. Survey says Mikhail Grigorenko. Not only is this man improving his game on the ice, but it seems like he's improving his locker room game too. He's starting to say some really brandy stuff that sounds like the best fortune cookie I've ever heard. Okay, enough with the easy ones. So, try this one on. When asked how it happened, he responded with this. "I've never had one before, so I wasn't sure what it felt like." The clock starts now. Come on, you got this. I'll give you a hint. His last name starts with a B and ends with an Igras. That's right, Chris Bigras. The good news is that Bigras is skating again, and he's likely to play in the next game, which is good news for the Avalanche, because they could use some fresh legs. And now back to our regular programming. That, my friends, is road trip music, which means that the Colorado Avalanche find themselves on a tour through Canada. First up, it's a late night game on Wednesday at 8 p.m. against the Vancouver Canucks. Again, another game that we must win, just like the rest of them. Varley will start that game, and then he'll start the next game Friday night in Calgary. It's a 7 p.m. start time. The Sunday night game will be started by Calvin Pickard, who's going to get his first look at none other than Connor McDavid. For those of you who don't remember, Connor McDavid is the next greatest thing to happen to hockey, who broke his collarbone and came back before he was supposed to and is playing hockey like he never left the game. While the first two games of this series are likely to have a bit more of a defensive tone to them, that last game on Sunday against the Oilers, let's just say the goalies better bring their A game. If you were to go and look at the Colorado Avalanche stats right now on their own website, you would see 30 different players listed, and you would see a couple of different points that are actually interesting. One of them is the plus minus. Now, just because we had so much fun before, let's see if you can guess who has the best plus minus on the Colorado Avalanche starting now. If you said Gabriel Landeskog, you're wrong. He's -1. Let's say that you said Francois Beauchemin. Nope, -5. If you said Matthew Shane, -7. Do you know what? There's really not many guys on the team who are a plus, but of all the people who are a plus, Zach Redmond is a +5. That's the highest on the team right now. And he's likely to never play another game after what he did in the last game. But one of the more interesting numbers and takes I've heard is one from AJ Haefeli, who explained to me that Tyson Barrie's in -15 because he's out there for an awful lot of the goals against with no goalie in the net. Like all my conversations with AJ, one thing led to another, and next thing you know, we're talking about the stats that actually matter to him.
AJ Haefeli.
With Barrie, it's easily explained. I asked this question a few weeks ago, and it's predominantly empty net goals.
Huh, I hadn't thought of that yet.
So, well, and my big question was, I mean, if you look at Barrie, who's his partner? It's Nick Holden, right?
Yep.
Nick Holden's -1 and Tyson Barrie's -16. How the hell does that happen? They have played like 90% of the season together. How do you get a 15 goal differential?
So it's empty net goals. Yeah, he's not out there when we're pulling our goalie with like 4 minutes left.
Exactly.
Or maybe he is, but not as much as Barrie for sure.
Right. I mean, Barrie's constantly out there in those situations. So, yeah. And that's one of those things, man. It's just not a stat that I use a lot. The ones that I really like to use in terms of just your typical counting statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I like goals, assists, and points. Those are all important numbers. I really like shots and shooting percentage.
That really
helps me to see kind of who drives things. Like, for example, I mean, you look at Tyson Barrie. He's got 141 shots on goal in 63 games played. That's not great. It's not bad. It's average. But then you look at a guy like Eric Johnson. He's got 136 in 58. That's a higher shot generation. That stands out to me. That's, you know, when you look at Francois Beauchemin, 104 shots in 67 games. Like, that's one, that's way too many shots for Francois Beauchemin. That's 104 shots I'd like to go to somebody else most of the time.
Yeah.
But really, it's more like 60 shots I'd like to go to somebody else. But, you know, you look at Grigorenko as a great example. He has 65 shots in 59 games played.
See, that's good, that man.
That's not good enough. You know, it's got to be more than that. But then you look at McKinnon. McKinnon has 230 shots on goal in 67 games. 230 shots.
That I would expect, but I wouldn't expect the goal ratio to be very good on that.
It's not. He's only shooting at 8.7%, which is why he has 7 goals fewer than Duchesne, despite having 50 more shots on goal.
But that's
how you really know. Like, Duchesne is a higher percentage shooter. He's got he's learned how to pick his spots, and he's always been a higher percentage shooter in his career, whereas McKinnon was a 10% shooter in his rookie year. He was 7.3 last year, and he's 8.7 this year. It's fair to start wondering. 3 seasons of data, you start to wonder, you know, is this really who this guy is?
Yeah, I mean, they're all projects, right? There's plenty of guys out there who went in the first round, high in the first round, too, that didn't really pan out. But I'm still hopeful for him. I just, I would have said this without the numbers even. It seems like he shoots from anywhere, where with that speed, maybe he could get in a slightly better spot.
I think this year is a huge year for him in terms of learning. He's really felt his way out. He's still, I say this all the time about him, but that is a guy that has not figured out how good he really is. And when he does, watch out.
That, my friends, is the grand poobah of BSN Avalanche, AJ Haefeli. Be sure to check the show notes to find out where you can follow him and catch everything that he's putting out. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, absfam.com. You're awesome, they're awesome. Go make some more awesome and check out their shirts, www.avsfam.com. If you love this podcast, subscribe to it. Just go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey, or go to coloradohockey.com and click on the button that says Get It on iTunes. Stay awesome.